preocuparte por nada. Más de 10 colegios en Madrid y alrededores para que aprendan mientras se divierten en nuestros campamentos urbanos. Llama al 91 700 11 99 y te lo contamos todo.
Hey amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to the Show with No Name 2.0, exclusively on Vaughn Radio. Come on in, everybody. We've got so much to do here in the second half of today's program, so join us. Join us. Ladies, gentlemen, children of all ages, it's the Show with No Name 2.0. I hope you guys are having fun. I hope you're learning English. I hope you're being challenged as well. And if you're looking for a challenge, don't forget, after our program today, you've got Ximena Holiday and her program, Test Your English. And just a quick reminder, if you guys are looking for any kind of materials, from phrasal verb books to online courses to whatever your needs may be, we've got you covered. Just stop by our Vaughn Tienda. You can stop by in person, or you can stop by VaughnTienda.com, and you can find out all about the options for self-study, autoestudio. Now, if what you're looking for is classes, well, then you're going to want to get involved, whether it be in private classes, one-to-one, or group classes. And the good thing is, we've got you covered there too. So whatever you might be looking for, if you're looking for materials, VaughnTienda.com. If you're looking for courses or just want a free level test, no problem. Drop us a line on social media. You can contact us via our website, GrupoVaughn.com, or you can give us a call at 911-3858-31. Remember, I have 4 books and maybe some in the pipeline. That's the first you've heard of that, by the way. I have not said anything about that. And many people have asked me, when's your next book coming out? All right, not anytime soon, but I've dusted off my pen. He quitado el polvo de mi boli, and you're going to be seeing some exciting projects in the near future, which I've worked on, and in the distant future as well. What does that mean? All of this translates as I'm going to be busy as hell. But I don't mind. I love it. I love what I do, and I love that you guys love it, and you guys are my fuel. Sois mi fuel. So thank you so much. Let's listen to today's Say What soundbite. We've got to listen to it for the third time. So guys, grab your pens, speaking of pens, and jot down what you hear. This is the Say What soundbite for the third time.
Before we go one step further, I'm happy to announce that our show will continue on into the fall at a new, earlier time. This will all begin 2 weeks from tonight.
There you go, my amigos. There you go. All right, we're going to hear that one final time in the fourth part of the show. But right now, we've got some other things to look at, and that is today's homophones. The first word that we were looking at is the word reír disimuladamente, un poco en plan sarcástico, like, like that kind of one. It's not like a sincere laugh, like, wow, it's funny. You know, this is like a, you know, that kind of laugh. And it's also the name of a very popular candy bar made with peanuts. And let's not talk about that, because I love those candy bars. And I'm not even a big chocolate fan, but I love that kind of candy bar. I love the mix of the peanuts. And all right, stop, Alberto, stop. Reír disimuladamente. No pienses en chocolate. And the next word is, as I said, the word bamba, tenis, zapatilla de deporte, uno. So what are those words, and do they sound the same? Kubla is the first one to participate, and let's see what Kubla had to say about these words. Kubla, those are the correct words, And Kubla says that they're not homophones. Okay. Lemura says the two words are mm, and nope, the first word, nope. Lemura, te has inventado la primera palabra. Let's see if anybody else has got it. Connie, the words are mm and mm, and they are homophones. Okay, so you agree with Kubla. Alicia says the words are mm and mm, and they are homophones. Okay. Anybody else here? J.M. Hermosilla says the words mm and mm aren't homophones. He says, no way, Jose. Anybody else? Nata says they are not homophones. Nati says, in my me point of view, me estás hablando Spanglish ahí, they sound the same. So, Nata says no, Nati says yes. Interesting. All right. Well, let's hear both of these words, and then you guys will be able to tell me. The first word is snicker. Did you just snicker at me? Are you snickering? Because I want a Snickers bar. Lo conocéis de Snickers. Snickers. El sonido, que es un sonido bastante difícil, porque no existe este sonido vocal en español. It's like, ¿qué dices? Pero como hacer una I. Right? Is the sound. Snicker. Don't snicker. Not at me. No way. Snicker. Snicker. Did you just snicker? Did you just let out? Soltar. Did you just let out a snicker in my class? Snicker. The other word is sneaker. Now, we'll notice two differences here. First, the vowel sound is totally different, right? Snicker, eh, and sneaker, e, eh, e. No suena nada igual, ¿no? Eh, eh. Si quitamos el SN, la K, todo eso, we have E, E. E, E. Snicker, sneaker. Snicker, sneaker. Y fijaos también, no solo la diferencia del sonido vocal, se extiende más también. El snicker es un... apenas se toca el sonido vocal. No es snicker. No hay como ninguna pausa, ninguna atención especial. Es snicker. E, E. It's a quick. It's like a, por eso me gusta enseñarlo como un ¿qué dices? Snicker. Snicker. Es ese sonido. Don't snicker. All right? Or I'm not going to buy you sneakers. So, sneakers. The British call them trainers. Americans call them sneakers. And if you guys want to learn about snickering and giggling and guffawing and all of that fun stuff, all the different kind of laughs we have, you're going to really enjoy the upcoming episode of FYI on comedy. I'm doing an episode right now. It's in post-production. And I have a very special guest on the episode, and that's Dan Feist. But I'm putting the cart before the horse again, because before Dan joins us to talk about comedy on FYI, my mom is going to join us to talk about mental health. So some really exciting guests coming up, some native speakers who are sharing their experiences. So as always, you guys aren't the only ones learning. So all of you who said that those words don't sound the same, correct. And as I look over here at word reference, I'm seeing that in the UK, they say the word snigger, snigger, con dos Gs en vez de CK. Aviso, en mi país, that can be misconstrued. Okay, it sounds too much, in my opinion, like another word that's very offensive. Okay, I'm not even going to say the word, pero si dices la palabra snigger y quitas la S o no lo pronuncias bien, es una palabra muy, muy ofensiva que no deberías decir nunca. So, en este caso, opta por el inglés americano, snicker. Como la barrita, it's easy to remember as well. Think about it this way. Somebody buys a Snickers, and you grab it, you take a bite, and you snicker. See? It's easy, because now you've got that visual in your head, as you say in Spanish, monta tu propia película, you know, tell your own story, make up your own movie. And speaking of movies, I think it's time for Name That Movie.
Name That Movie.
That's right. That's right, amigos. It's Name That Movie only on The Show With No Name. And I friggin' love this movie. Yeah, seriously. I seriously love this movie. I've seen it a million times. I love this movie so much that I even saw it in Spanish when it was on TV. Because I said, well, I don't care. I just love the movie. I'm going to put up with the, oye, quítate de medio, maldito cabrón. No me vencerás. You know, you're like, okay, but that's not how he really speaks. That's cool. I know you're acting and you're doing a wonderful job acting. But we shouldn't know you're acting, should we? Should be more natural. You know, no offense. As I said, these guys are amazing actors. The problem is maybe too good. They're like, what do you mean? And it's like, well, he didn't say it like that, you know? He didn't necessarily say it like that emphatic. All right, well, before we take a look at Name That Movie, I want you guys to give a nice round of applause to your buddy, Kubla. He figured out today's Say What soundbite. Great job. Remember, guys, you're going to have another chance. I'm going to play it one more time in the fourth and final part of today's show. So hopefully one or two other students will be able to figure it out as well. All right, so here we go. Here's the trailer of this freaking awesome movie. Framed by their ruthless arch nemesis, a mismatched LAPD crime-fighting duo has to put its defenses aside to even the score with the evil kingpin who put them behind bars once and for all. Whoa, awesome. So Framed, if somebody frames you in a crime, they make you look guilty, right? Tender una trampa, I think you say. You framed me. I didn't do it. To frame somebody, enmarcar, piénsalo, ha sido él. Right? To frame somebody. So, es una película muy conocida. Who Framed Roger Rabbit in inglés, no? Then they say the word ruthless. Somebody who is merciless. No mercy, right? Despiadado. Merciless. No mercy. So, framed by their ruthless arch nemesis. Barcelona, Real Madrid, arch nemesis. You know, that's an arch nemesis. A mismatched. If they're matched, hacen juego. If they're mismatched, es como, no exactamente hacen juego. No tienen ese feeling, ese key. No sé, vamos a ver cómo lo traducen. Because it can be socks, like socks can be mismatched. But here it's desparejado. Desparejado, well, forget it, desigual. Mal emparejado. Ooh, bueno, vámonos. Let's continue over here. A mismatched LAPD. What does LAPD stand for? LAPD stands for Los Angeles Police Department. And a crime-fighting duo, unos que luchan contra el delito, has to put its differences aside. Tienen que poner a un lado. To put aside their differences. To even the score. And to even the score is ajustar las cuentas. To even the score. With the evil kingpin. And a kingpin is como un jefe malo, un jefe mafioso. A kingpin, a big criminal. Who put them behind bars. Entre rejas, you say? Behind bars once and for all. De una vez por todas. And let's see who got the movie. Did anybody get this over here? Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for Kubla. Also, Lemura. Fantastic job. Kubla and Lemura got it. It is Tango and Cash. I love this movie. And you know what? If they ever made a sequel, si hubiesen hecho una, I would definitely see it. But I also think they could call it The Last Tango. No, that would be the third one. So if they do a trilogy, that would be The Last Tango. The second one should be called Tango and Cash. It Takes Two to Tango. Okay. Dos no pelean si uno no quiere. A Okay, really, really, really bad. Bad, bad, bad joke. But yeah, this production, I didn't know this. This production, la producción, was beset with problems. To be beset with problems is estar plagado de problemas. From the start, from the get-go, desde el primer momento, Patrick Swayze was supposed to be in the movie instead of Sly Stallone. Astuto Stallone. Sly is a nickname for Sylvester, right? So the intended star, Patrick Swayze, dropped out. To drop out is dejar un proyecto, right? Dejar la universidad. Steve Jobs dropped out of university. And so they started filming without having a completed script. And the first director, the director of photography, I should say, was fired by Stallone. He demanded, exigió, that Barry Sonnenfeld be fired. Then John Peters, the producer, fired Andre Konchalovsky, who was the other director. There basically were four directors on this movie. The movie went $20 million over budget, por encima del preso. And they had to completely re-edit it as well. And you know what? Let's see. Here's a little trivia for you. If you like Sylvester Stallone and Kurt Russell, what other movie were they in together? There you go, movie buffs. What other movie were Sylvester Stallone and Kurt Russell in together? Let me give you a little clue. They did not share screen time. ¿Qué significa esto? Screen time es tiempo juntos en pantalla. They did not share screen time. So let's take a look at the scene from this 1989 classic called Tango and Cash. Ray Tango says, and he's the one who's more mild-mannered, you know, mild-mannered, el temperamento más tranquilo. And Kurt Russell is more the bad boy, you know. So he says, Sylvester Stallone's character says, Your Honor, he's in court. Está en un juicio. He's on trial. So, fijaos que acabo de usar dos diferentes preposiciones. He's in court and he's on trial. Okay. Well, he says, Your Honor, I have been a policeman for 12 years, durante 12 años. And I think it's the best organization in the country. Now, obviously, he's saying exactly what he needs to say. You know, he's been coached. To be coached es que te entrenan antes de, ¿no? To coach somebody. Okay, ¿listo? Okay, ¿tienes que decir esto? En este momento, toma la pausa aquí. Politicians are always coached. People on the stand in a court case are usually coached by their lawyers, right? So I've been a policeman for 12 years, and I think it's the best organization in the country. He's kissing up, haciendo la pelota. At times, a veces, I've been accused of being too aggressive at taking criminals off the street. Perdóname si soy muy agresivo en quitar los criminales de las calles. Okay? And he goes, well, you know, he's given this like such, it's such a scripted speech, but hey, that's what you got to do. You got to play a role in court, you know? And he goes, at times, I've been accused of being too aggressive at taking criminals off the street. And if that's a sin, I guess I'm guilty. Supongo que soy culpable. All the cops I've worked with were good cops. Como vimos antes, se puede decir coppers as well. Cops or coppers. The movie, somebody said it over here, it's Guardians of the Galaxy, the movie that they were in together. Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 2, by the way, if we want to be specific. Volume 2, but as I said, Sylvester Stallone and Kurt Russell did not share screen time like they did here in this classic. So then he says to his fellow officers, yo siempre digo esto en la clase, sus iguales, right? Sus compañeros, his fellow officers. And he says, you are, vosotros sois, you are doing a tough, estáis, perdona, doing a tough job, haciendo un trabajo difícil. And I only hope, solo espero, that the outcome, el desenlace, of this trial, este juicio, is such, es tal, that the whole department, el departamento entero, is not judged by what transpired here. O sea, encima, diciendo, esto es culpa mía, que no debe. He's being an honorable guy. You know, he's basically doing exactly what he has to do, saying exactly what he has to say, right? And he's a smart guy. I mean, he knows the way the court system works. He's a police officer, for Christ's sake. And then so he goes, thank you. And, you know, it's almost like a Hollywood speech, you know. You're just missing a standing ovation. Que todo el mundo se ponga en pie. And the judge says, do you have anything to add, Mr. Cash? ¿Tienes algo que añadir, señor Cash? And remember, Cash is the foul-mouthed one. El que tiene mala, que habla mal, el mal hablado, the foul-mouthed one. The one who's a little more rough around the edges, como decimos en inglés. Menos refinado, right? And so the judge, you know, he has to ask both of them, both of the defendants. He goes, do you have anything to add, Mr. Cash? And Gabriel Cash snickers. ¿Vosotros sabéis qué significa snickers? Yeah, of course. Lo vimos antes. Yeah. So it's that sarcastic laugh. And he goes, yeah. And then Ray Tango says, no. O sea, como que no, tío. Ya está todo. You don't have to say anything. Shut up. He doesn't want him to open his mouth because he knows that he's going to say something that everybody's going to regret there. So he goes, no. And Gabriel goes, oh, yeah. Cash goes, oh, yeah, pues claro que sí. And then Tango says, no, 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 no. Like he's begging him, please, please, please don't say anything. It's all, I got it under control. And he goes, no, 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 yeah. And they go back and forth. They're bickering back and forth. Yeah, no, no, yeah. And then he stands up, Cash, and he addresses the judge. Se dirige al juez. Una expresión que me gusta, me recuerda esta expresión. Right? Are you judge and jury? ¿Quién eres tú, juez y jurado? O sea, ¿eres el que juzga a todos? What are you, judge and jury? So he stands up and he addresses the judge and he says, Mr. Tango has spoken very eloquently. Mr. Tango, no, his partner, su socio, has spoken very eloquently. And I wish, ojalá, I wish I could be as forgiving. But I can't. Because this whole fucking thing sucks. And then, of course, the judge, you know, he slams the gavel. The gavel is this little hammer that he has. And order, order, order in the court. And it's exactly what you expected would happen. I love this freaking movie. I don't know about you guys, but that there's an opening scene, which is really, really cool as well. When there's like an 18-wheeler. An 18-wheeler son estos camiones con 18 ruedas. Hey, it kind of makes sense, doesn't it? All right, well, folks, I hope you enjoyed our little tango into Tango and Cash. But now it's time to move on because, well, we've got a lot of stuff to do here on the show. So let's take a look at today's Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
Double trouble. I said double. Double trouble. Double trouble. I said double. Double trouble.
That's right, my amigos. It's Double Trouble only on the show with no name. And as always, it is time to take a look at this tricky translation. But there's no doubt in my mind that you guys are going to figure it out. I don't doubt it for a second. I believe in you guys. As I always say, you never cease to amaze me. Nunca dejáis, de sorprenderme. You never cease to amaze me. Y cease se escribe cease. C-E-A-S-E. You never cease to amaze me. Okay, so here we go, folks. ¿Cuánto dinero o cuánta pasta ganaste el año pasado? Tienes que sacarle tajada de tu éxito. Okay? So, ¿cuánto dinero o cuánta pasta ganaste el año pasado? Tienes que sacarle tajada o provecho de tu éxito. That is today's Double Trouble. Don't give me the answer yet. Do you know why? Because we have to go to a commercial break. In fact, I can't believe it, but we have to go to our final commercial break. So we're going to take 2 or 3 minutes, but when we come back, we've got so much to do. We've got Name That Lyric. We're going to solve our Double Trouble. We're going to listen to our Say What soundbite, jokes, famous birthdays, and so much more. So stick around.
En los Urban Camps tenemos un montón de aventuras y temáticas disponibles y todo sin que los peques tengan que dormir fuera de casa. Tu reserva ya en campamentosvaughan.com.
There's a saying in Spanish, lo barato es caro. This is very true in my business. If you find a cheap solution, wonderful. Congratulations. You will pay less money, yes, but in exchange for nothing.
Ha llegado a Vaughan un nuevo recurso para ayudarte con el inglés, para hablar inglés más fluido cada día. La guía definitiva del inglés natural, Natural English. Viene con audio descargable y es una auténtica mina de oro para aprender expresiones útiles, modismos y frases hechas que usan los nativos. Eso es, las que usamos nosotros. You'll be in our secret club. Y son las típicas que no sueles encontrar en cualquier libro de inglés. De la mano de nuestra presentadora, Ximena Holiday. Pásate por vaughantienda.com y descubre eso y todas las opciones que tenemos para mejorar tu inglés. Natural English, tu guía definitiva del inglés natural.
Si tienes hijos entre 4 y 14 años y vives en Madrid, esto te interesa. Este año vuelven los Urban Camps. En los Urban Camps, tus hijos hablarán inglés durante todo el día, sin dar una sola hora de aburridas clases. Aprenderán con juegos y talleres diseñados por nuestro equipo de profesores Vaughan. Cada día con un tema distinto. Crazy Science, un viaje espacial, artes escénicas. Y mientras ellos aprenden inglés divirtiéndose, vosotros, papás y mamás, podréis seguir tranquilamente con vuestras obligaciones en esa semana sin cole. Horario de 9 de la mañana a 5 de la tarde con posibilidad de ampliación. Comenzamos la última semana de junio y podrás reservar las semanas que necesites hasta final de julio. Los Urban Camps tendrán lugar en diferentes colegios de la Comunidad de Madrid. Así podrás escoger el que mejor te venga. ¿A qué esperas? Llámanos al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate de todas las opciones que te ofrecemos. Repito, 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com. Los Urban Camps de Vaughan. Ven a vernos a nuestra tienda física en Madrid. Estamos en la calle Orense 75, de lunes a jueves de 10 a 2 y de 2 y media a 6 y media, y los viernes de 10 a 2 y de 2 y media a 5 y media. Y si no, ya sabes, vaughantienda.com. Aprende inglés desde casa por menos de 30 céntimos al día. Un año de clases por solo 99 euros. Infórmate en curso de inglés online vaughan.com. Ya disponible también en Latinoamérica. Apúntate, curso de inglés online vaughan.com. Si tienes un smartphone o una tablet, no tienes excusas. Descarga ya nuestra app de Vaughan Radio y podrás escuchar nuestra radio en directo, enviarnos tus tweets, conocer nuestra parrilla, acceder a nuestros podcasts y enterarte de todas las novedades de Vaughan. Aprende inglés en cualquier momento y en cualquier lugar, con la app de Vaughan Radio.
Ay, sería genial tener un campamento para mis hijos totalmente en inglés. Y que encima fuesen campamentos temáticos para que se lo pasaran genial. Caballeros y princesas, Harry Potter, máquinas del tiempo, talent show... Pues si encima no tuviesen que salir de Madrid, ¡buah, eso sería fantástico! Y si además no tuvieran que dormir fuera de casa y pudieran volver el mismo día, ¿tendrán algo así los de Vaughan?
Lo tenemos. Se llama Urban Camps. Llámanos al 91-133-5832 y te lo contaremos todo. 91-133-5832.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
Hey amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to the Show with No Name 2.0, exclusively on Vaughan Radio. Come on in, everybody. It's time for the fourth and final, I can't believe it, fourth and final part of today's Show with No Name. Thank you so much for joining us today and every day. It's always a pleasure to be here with you for this two-hour period. It flies by. Absolutely flies by. So thank you, thank you, thank you. That's you guys, by the way. No, believe me, I've had classes where I'm like, looking at the clock, I'm like, come on, come on. And I haven't in a long time because now I'm fortunate enough that I can choose my students. So if I have a student that's a pain in the ass, that's not going to be my student for a very, very long time. Or lazy. Oh, man, I can't take laziness. Why? Because I hate it in myself, too. Lo odio en mí, lo detesto enmigo, en mí mismo. Right? Laziness. So when I see it in somebody else too, I'm like, oh, how can you be lazy? And it's really just me, you know, projecting. All right. Well, folks, we've got so much to do on today's show. So what we need to do first is listen to our Say What soundbite. This is the fourth and final listen of today's Say What soundbite. I want you guys to write down what you hear, and we'll take a look at who it is, what's being said, and all that in just a little bit.
Before we go one step further, I'm happy to announce that our show will continue on into the fall at a new, earlier time. This will all begin 2 weeks from tonight.
All right, there you go, folks. That is today's Say What soundbite. I think it's an easy one, but so far only one person has gotten it. But we'll take a look at that in a little bit. Let's go over to our Double Trouble section, which I gave you a Double Trouble. Here it is. Te lo repito por si acaso. ¿Cuánta pasta ganaste el año pasado? Tienes que sacarle tajada de tu éxito. Okay, tienes que sacar, maximizar, o aprovechar, you know, these are different ways to say that. All right, let's take a look and see what you guys came up with. Laura, you are on fire today, I must say. Let's see what Laura came up with. Laura says, how much money did you make last year? You have to make the most of your success. Absolutely. Not the one I had in mind, but it works. Laura has proved that if you're creative, you can work around my double trouble. Excellent. Laura, you are absolutely on fire today. Guys, I want you guys to give her a nice pat on the back. Una palmadita. Now, excellent. To make money. Lo decimos mil millones de veces más que earn. Why? Do you earn? It's hard to say that. Do you make money? ¿Ves cómo fluye mucho más? So make money, as we would say. Earn is correct. I'm just telling you what we say. So how much money did you make last year? De hecho, yo uso make, pero no es la palabra que duplico. Yo no puse earn. Así que para ver, para que veas. And then she says, you have to make the most of. Claro que sí. To make the most of something es aprovechar. Sacarle tajada, ¿no? Exprimirlo un poco, ¿no? To make the most of it. Excellent job. J.M. Hermosilla says, how much did you gain last year? Gain, we gain respect. It's a little bit different. We wouldn't use gain. I would think of weight. We gain influence. But I wouldn't say gain there in money. And he says you have to gain advantage of it. I like what you're doing, J.M. Hermosilla, but it's not the one we are looking for. Let's see. Juan, I'm looking for the double meaning, the double repeated word here, but I don't see it. Okay. No worries, guys. No worries. Okay. Well, I don't see anybody else taking a stab at it. Anyone? Anyone? ¿Alguien quiere intentar antes de que te dé lo que tengo yo aquí? So, ¿cuánta pasta ganaste el año pasado? How much cash did you make last year? Yo puse make, not earn, right? How much cash? How much money? Right? How much moolah? Diferentes formas de decir dinero. How much cash did you make last year? ¿Cuánta pasta ganaste el año pasado? Ahora, es efectivo, pero evidentemente aquí no tiene que ser efectivo. Puede ser que te han pagado una transferencia. They're talking about pasta here, right? Not literal cash, right? Because you can say, well, I made this in my paycheck and this. No, they mean cash like earnings, right? Ganancias. So how much cash did you make last year? You have to cash in on your success. So the word we repeated here is the word cash. To cash in on. To make a profit on something. It says aprovecharse de, sacar tajada de, sacar rédito de. Eso no lo sabía yo. To cash in on. Dos preposiciones. So what are you going to cash in on? And the word reminds me of the word to cash in. Canjear. You go to a casino and you have some chips. Patatas fritas, no. También, pero no. Las fichas. And you have chips. And you can't use those chips in your supermarket. They normally don't take those. So you have to cash them in for real cash. Tiene sentido. Lo estoy entregando por efectivo. To cash in. But the expression to cash in on something is to, piénsalo, sacar dinero, sacar provecho de ello, right? So, to cash in on. What are you cashing in on? Are you cashing in on anything? I know you're making the most of your English class every day. But you guys got it. Excellent. How much cash did you make last year? You have to cash in on your success. It's today's double trouble. And that was a little wink or a nod, como vimos antes, to tango and cash, right? Otra forma de hablar de dinero también, cuando quieres decir dinero, efectivo, metálico, como quiero dinero, comparándolo con otra cosa, you would say cold, hard cash. Es una forma de decir quiero dinero y nada más, right? Cold, hard cash. Dinero frío y duro, como monedas. Think about it. Cold, hard cash. All right, well, we're going to move on, folks, to a section where I tell you jokes. The section's called You're Joking.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, what did the guy say when he walked into the bar? Ouch. Ouch. You get it? Ouch. He walked into the bar.
You're joking.
That's right, amigos. That's right. You're joking only on the show with no name. We've already looked at a couple jokes, a couple puns, a couple plays on words. But, well, here's the one I've chosen for today. Now, yesterday's joke was pretty tough. I don't know if anybody got it fully, completely. But let's see. If you get the joke, all I want you guys to do is explain it to me and to your fellow classmates. Okay, so here we go. What do you get if you cross bread with a pair of shoes? Okay, so what do you get? Esto es muy común, este tipo de chiste. Si cruzas un tal con un tal, right? So what do you get when or if you cross bread, pan, with a pair of shoes? Un par de zapatos. Well, that's easy. You get loafers. Loafers, you get it? Loafers. Loafers. I thought that was a funny one. It's so simple, but it's so funny. As far as I'm concerned, en cuanto a mí. So, what do you get when you cross a... bueno, no digo... ¿Ves? Si te lo digo así, no hay chiste. Iba a decir una hogaza, pero eso es el chiste. So what do you get when you cross bread with a pair of shoes? Loafers. All right, well, let's start by saying we don't say a bar of bread. We say a chocolate bar, right? A chocolate bar is una barra and Snickers, like we said before. But we don't say a bar of bread. We say a loaf. Think of it as hogaza, loaf, L-O-A-F. Si piensas en el pastel de carne, se llama en inglés meat loaf. Hay un cantante muy famoso que se llama Meat Loaf. ¿Por qué? Pues es, tiene esa forma de una hogaza, right? So it kind of makes sense. So a loaf of bread, una hogaza de pan. We don't say a bar of bread. And loafers, well, loafers are a kind of like moccasin kind of shoe. They're shoes that sometimes usually don't have laces, right? They're the ones that you wear with Dockers. They're like very preppy. The best way to figure it out, porque seguro aquí ponen mocasín, but it's a little bit different. Moccasins. Similar but different. Loafers. Take a look. Take a look at the, if you go to Google Images and you put in loafers, you'll see you're going to find these famous shoes. In fact, there's the classic ones are called penny loafers. This is when my mom was a kid. Antes estábamos hablando de los céntimos, que eran de cobre, copper. Well, you would take a penny and you would put it in your loafers. There was actually a little slot, una ranura, where you put the penny in there. So the old school ones are called penny loafers, right? Penny loafers, okay? Somebody says, mocasines de andar por casa de terciopelo. No, those are slippers. No, no, I get that. Guys, before you put something in the group, make sure you check, you know, fact check, como se dice hoy en día, ¿no? Mira, asegúrate. So a loafer is not so much a slipper. No, loafers, in fact, you don't wear them at home. You wear loafers when you're out, right? You wear them with a nice pair of khakis or something like this. So they're dress shoes that are kind of casual, but kind of dressy. Loafers, okay? And you can slip them on generally because they don't have laces. Slippers are the ones that you wear around the house, okay? So guys, make sure, remember, if you're going to put something in the group, I don't mind, pero como yo no veo todos los comentarios, because, well, Alberto's busy doing other things, sorry. I have to trust you guys, so make sure before you put the definition of something or before, you know, make sure that that it's correct, because a lo mejor no lo veo y luego la gente cree que loafer y slipper es igual cuando realmente no lo es. But hey, we can do a whole, hey, there's a good idea. I can do an FYI episode on shoes in the future. And speaking of the word loaf, plural. So give me one loaf of bread, one loaf of rye bread, rye, centeno. Give me one loaf and two loaves. Give me two loaves of bread. So it's like knife and knives. Bueno, piénsalo. You cut a loaf of bread with a knife. You cut loaves of bread with knives. Toma. Hey, if it helps you remember, that works for me. All right, amigos, it's time to move on to today's famous birthday trivia. Right, amigos, that's right, it's famous birthdays only on the show with no name, and we are celebrating today. We've got some cool birthdays. Let's see if you can figure out who these people are. I've already given you several clues throughout today's program, so good luck. The first person was born in 1951. He's an American actor and producer. He began on a series called The Travels of Jamie McFeeters. I never heard of it. But then he got he signed a 10-year contract with the Walt Disney Company, and he was a big star in a lot of their movies in the 70s. But I think the 80s was his real time to shine, where he played Snake Plissken, if you guys are familiar, from Escape from New York, which came out in 1981. The sequel or follow-up, Escape from L.A., which came out in 1996. He was in the horror film The Thing in 1982, the kung fu comedy, action comedy, Big Trouble in Little China, in 1986, Backdraft, the one with about the firefighters, Los Bomberos, Tombstone, the Western, Vanilla Sky, and he's also in MCU, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. He was in Guardians of the Galaxy 2, where he portrayed Ego. No, no Ego y Breva, Ego, Ego, es como se pronuncia in English. And he was also in the movie Tango and Cash. And then you must know who I'm talking about. All right, here's number two. Number two, this guy was born in 1941. And he was, that means he passed away, he was an American rock musician, best known as a co-founder, rhythm guitarist, and vocalist of Jefferson Airplane. I love that group. Jefferson Airplane, and then, well, they later became Jefferson Starship. You guys probably know them from "Don't You Want Somebody to Love? Don't You Need Somebody to Love?" Or White Rabbit. Oh, es buenísima. White Rabbit. Estaba en el trailer de una peli hace poco. I don't remember. Oh, The Matrix. That's what it was. If you want to hear the song White Rabbit by this group, Jefferson Airplane, you can watch the trailer for the latest, ahora se me fue la peli. I can't link everything. The latest, which one was it, guys? I just said it. Oh man. When the truth is found to be lies. Grace Slick is the lead singer. And what a voice she has. Grace Slick. Que la palabra slick es resbaladizo o hábil también. Ooh, that was slick. Muy hábil, muy suave. Grace Slick. But it's not Grace Slick's birthday. It's another member of that band. The Matrix. Thank you, Laura. Yeah, The Matrix, the new Matrix movie. The trailer has the song White Rabbit from this group. It's an amazing song. And last but not least, this guy was simply unforgettable. That's what you are. Unforgettable. Do I have to say any more? I mean, this guy was the king. Well, not the king, but that was one of his names. All right, so let's see. Actually, it wasn't one of his names. He added that. Qué listo, eh? Poner uno de tus nombres como rey. That's pretty cool. That's his stage name. His real name is Nathaniel Adams Coles with an S. Nathaniel Adams Coles. Hombre, no te lo puedo poner más fácil. Y si no sabes quién ha escrito Unforgettable. And he was a TV host. I mean, the guy did a lot of stuff. He was multi-talented. Let's see, we've got a couple winners here. Please give it up for Kubla and J.M. Hermosilla. They got all... Wait. Nope. Sorry. Hang on. Kubla, you got the second one. Oh, no, 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 you got it right. Okay, no, no. Pusiste su up. Wow, very thorough. You put his middle name. All right, well, the guys, the three birthday boys are... Number one, Kurt Russell. Number two, Paul Cantor. And number three, Nat King Cole. Give it up for Kubla and J.M. Hermosilla. And that's going to bring us over to our Say What soundbite for today. This was Nat King Cole. He hosted a show on NBC, a very popular show, which was a milestone in, you know, for an African American to be hosting a primetime show. And he's doing the opening monologue of the show, and he says, "Before we go one step further," I love his raspy voice, right? He says, "Before we go one step further, antes de ir un paso más allá. And I think we've looked at this before, but just in case, farther, más lejos en distancia. Further, con U, más distancia figuratively. Entonces él está diciendo, figura no, antes de... yo sé gente que los intermezcla, ¿eh? Pero para que sepas, right? So before we go one step further, antes de ir un paso más allá, I'm happy to announce that our show will continue on until the fall, que va a seguir nuestro show hasta el otoño. At a new, earlier time, en un tiempo nuevo, más temprano, saldrá. And this will all begin 2 weeks from tonight. Y todo esto empezará 2 semanas de esta noche. O sea, en 2 semanas. Here we go, it's Nat King Cole.
Before we go one step further, I'm happy to announce that our show will continue on into the fall at a new, earlier time. This will all begin 2 weeks from tonight.
All right, there you go, my amigos. And it's time for our final section, a section where we learn English with music. It's called Name That Lyric.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry, bye.
Name that lyric, name that lyric, name that lyric, name that lyric, only on the show with no name, the show with no name, the show with no name, name that lyric, only on the show with no name, the show with no name, the show with no name, it's name that lyric, only on the show with no name.
That's right, amigos, it's Name That Lyric, and thus, y por eso, and thus it is the final section of today's show. I just wanted to take a quick moment just to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much for being here, for supporting, for commenting, for spreading the word, for teaching me every day, not just teaching me Spanish. I feel like you guys teach me more than just Spanish. So thank you. Thank you for your time. Thank you. Thank you for your energy. Don't forget, up next, we've got Ximena Holiday. Speaking of energy, she is a ball of energy. And I'm going to send you to that show in a good mood. Os voy a mandar de buenísimo humor. Why? Because this song is awesome. This song, I mean, I might even have to stand up. A lo mejor me pongo de pie y todo para cantarlo. Because I freaking love this song. I guess it reminds me of a different time, right, in my life. So ahí te estoy diciendo que es de mi juventud, right? If you guys, and I know you are little detectives, well, you can fill in the blanks. Rellenar esos huequitos. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'll dedicate this song to you guys. Why not? Okay, I think it's a beautiful song, and hopefully you will agree. Dedicated to you guys, my show with no namers and FYIers. Mirando en tus ojos, we say looking in your eyes, because looking at your eyes is lo que hace el médico, ¿no? A ver, I'm going to look at your eyes, but to look in your eyes, mírame los ojos, look in my, porque nosotros, piénsalo, miramos más profundo, no es solo la superficie. Look in my eyes and tell me you're not lying, okay? So looking in your eyes, mirando en tus ojos, I see a paradise. Veo un paraíso. This world that I found is too good to be true. Este mundo que he encontrado es demasiado bueno para ser de verdad. Aquí a tu lado, standing here beside you. Quiero darte tanto. I want so much to give you. No, quiero darte tanto. Este amor en mi corazón que siento por ti. This love in my heart that I'm feeling for you. Que digan que somos locos. Let them say we're crazy. Me da igual eso. I don't care about that. Put your hand in my hand. Pon tu mano en el mío. Baby, don't ever look back. No mires hacia atrás. Let the world around us. Deja que el mundo a nuestro alrededor just fall apart. Que se derrumba el mundo a nuestro alrededor. Baby, we can make it. Podemos triunfar if we're heart to heart. And heart to heart means sinceros. If we have a heart to heart conversation, it means a sincere conversation where we open up and we share. And so that's why I wanted to recommend, not just recommend, but request this song for you guys. You might recognize it here from the movie, what was the movie? Mannequin. Looking in your eyes, I see a paradise. Does anybody know this song? Oh, man, if not, get ready to sing. This is a beautiful song. It's Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now. And again, I think it's the perfect song for you guys. You are unstoppable.
Excuse me, Richard, what does strive mean?
To strive?
Yes, what does it mean?
It means esforzarse.
And what does endeavor mean?
Endeavor?
As a noun or as a verb?
Both.
Well, as a noun, it means esfuerzo or empeño. And as a verb, it means esforzarse, like strive. And one more question, what does go all out mean?
Go all out?
That's a phrasal verb.
Yes, yes, but what does it mean?
Go all out?
It means darlo todo, or dejarse la piel, or hacer hasta lo imposible.
Thank you, Richard. Do you know why I'm asking these questions?